My grandson used to love to play hide and seek. I didn't tell him I was pretty much onto his favorite places to hide in our house. But he figured out the best places to become totally invisible when I'm looking for him. Yeah. But being invisible isn't always fun, you know. There are people, including someone who told me just this week, who have basically felt invisible their whole lives. Oh, yeah, you can feel invisible in your family, at school, where you work, even in your marriage. It's awful feeling like no one seems to know or care that you're there. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about feeling invisible. I read something from the life of Jesus a few days ago that carries real hope for people who feel marginalized or ignored, passed over. Our word for today from the Word of God, you'll like this. It's Luke chapter 8. This woman who's been battling an incurable condition for 12 years has run out of hope. There are no doctors left to see. There are no dollars left to pay one anyway. She's desperate. She pushes her way through the masses that are thronging around Jesus, believing she'll be healed if she could touch his robe, which she does, and she gets her miracle. Jesus, who's, of course, mobbed by people, says, "Somebody touched me." Then comes this wonderful footnote to the story. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, fell at his feet. Obviously, this woman was used to no one noticing her. And I'm thinking, wow, who is there around me like that? And shouldn't I be looking for those very people and trying to make them feel important? This desperate woman discovered that day what millions have discovered since then. Nobody goes unnoticed by Jesus. For Jesus, there are no invisible people. How could there be? The Bible says that each and every one of us was, quote, created by him and for him. Put your name in there. Yeah, here's your name. Was created by him and for him. You're not just some random protoplasm wandering across this planet. You were created by Jesus as a divine, one-of-a-kind original, created for a love relationship with the God who made 100 billion galaxies. He knows you. He loves you. He has a plan for you. All those people who have overlooked you, made you feel so small, they don't know who you are. In the words of the Bible, you are God's workmanship, but that's only the beginning. Jesus thinks you're so valuable that you were worth dying for. He was nailed to a cross to pay for every wrong thing you've ever done. Why? Because he does not want to lose you. So he died to make it possible for the sins of a lifetime to be erased from God's book because he wants you with him forever. Listen to God's word. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever, and here you can put your name, if so-and-so, yeah, if, believes in him, will not perish, but will have eternal life. He became the ultimate victim, so you'd never have to live like a victim again. Because no matter how you're treated, you know you're loved and cared for by the God who runs it all. When you open up to his love, you can spend the rest of your life handing out his love to a world of invisible people. I hope today could be for you the beginning of your love relationship with Jesus Christ. If there's never been a day like that, let this be that day. Why live another day without this love? It changes everything. Just tell him, Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to die for my sin. Thanks for being powerful enough to walk out of your grave. Come into my life today. You know, if you check out our website, you'll find out there how you can be sure you belong to Jesus. That website is anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. You're not unnoticed. You're not invisible. Jesus never stops thinking of you, especially when he looks at those nail prints in his hand.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.